vegan, no blood on your hands.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
รายการของเรามีให้หลายภาษาโปรดดู suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Many people see a Buddha just like a physical being, but many have open wisdom eyes or have merit enough. They see the Buddha in different appearance, beautiful, magnificent, majestic, and bright, all light shining in all directions.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai.
Nayak, socks by day is how are you in Khmer, the official language of Cambodia. My name is Accra. The amiable people of Cambodia appreciate your caring for the environment to keep the earth healthy for the present and future generations. The Southeast Asian country of Cambodia is a land of agricultural plains and great waterways surrounded by large forests and mountainous regions. Cambodia's many national parks and wildlife sanctuaries offer protection for beautiful animal beings like the wild water buffalo and the endangered pileated gibbon. Among Cambodia's thousands of Buddhist temples is Angkor Wat, an immense complex built in the 12th century. With its intricately carved stone sculptures dedicated to Lord Buddha as well as Hindu gods, this UNESCO World Heritage Site is a place of pilgrimage for monks and lay people alike. Rice has been grown for centuries in Cambodia, and its quality is a source of pride for the country. Irrigation methods in the historic area around Angkor Wat were even designed to allow rice harvesting up to 4 times a year. Today's rural families can still be seen working together in rice fields during the growing season. Cambodia's long tradition of creative expression is now conveyed through artists like Sophia Pick, whose remarkable sculptures have been displayed worldwide. Another renowned Cambodian artist, Dina Chen, portrays her country's beauty through its traditional masks and inspiring scenes of nature. It was a delight to introduce charmingly beautiful Cambodia to you, splendid viewers. We pray to the Buddhas to bless you in your pursuit of spiritual attainment. For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Guanyin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Guanyin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world-honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Qinghai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Qinghai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Guzi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavira Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds.
Thank you.
etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Ching Hai promotes the peaceful, loving plant-based diet and envisions, with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Ching Hai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. Today, we are blessed to present one of these insightful lectures entitled Buddhist Stories, The Hundred-Headed Fish, The Peaceful Heaven Beings' Deeds, and The Triad Streams of Heaven Gatherings, Part 6 of 8, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on August 9, 2015, in Roquebrune, Cap Martin, France.
Manjushri said to the Buddha, "World honored one, throughout many aeons I have cultivated good roots and my wisdom has been certified as being unobstructed." That's why he's number one, wisdom, yeah. "When I hear what the Buddha says, I immediately accept it with faith. But sound hearers of small attainment, sound hearers," okay? You know what I mean? Kuan Yin people. "Of small attainment means on a still lower scale of spiritual level. But sound hearers of small attainment and gods and dragons and the rest of the eightfold division and beings in the future who hear the thus come one's true and sincere words will certainly harbor doubts." Meaning the disciples of the Buddha, the sound hearers, the ones already been initiated in the sound and light method, but they're still too low level. They probably still doubt what the Buddha said. That how come the Kristigarbha Bodhisattva, meaning the Erstor Bodhisattva, will be able to save so many countless beings that even the Buddha's wisdom, the Buddha eye cannot measure, cannot count. So some low level being and other gods, some small diva and gods, they did not necessarily have enough wisdom to understand this. So God is not completely unignorant. Understand me?
Yes.
Yeah. That's why many stories I told you before, some gods don't even know if the Buddha to be at that time was sincere or not. He has to come down and test him with fire, with swords, and with all kinds of suffering. Even if they received the teaching, you know, your teaching, meaning the Buddha's teaching respectfully, they will still be unable to avoid slandering it. Oh, it happens. It sounds familiar to me. "My own wish is that the world-honored one will proclaim for everyone what practices that Erstor Bodhisattva did and what vows he made while on the level of planting courses that now enable him to succeed in doing such inconceivable deeds. The Buddha said to Manjushri, by way of analogy, suppose that each blade of grass, tree, forest, rice plant, hemp stalk, bamboo, reed, mountain, rock, and mote of dust in a 3,000, great thousand world system was a Ganges River, supposed to be so many Ganges rivers. Then suppose that each grain of sand in each of those Ganges rivers was a world, and that each mote of dust in each of those worlds was an aeon, you know, an era. Then suppose each mote of dust accumulated in each of those aeons was itself an aeon. The time elapsed since Earth Store Bodhisattva was certified to the position of the 10th ground is 1,000 times longer than that in the above analogy. So, meaning?
Infinite.
Infinite. Yeah. Infinite. Yeah. Yeah, some say infinite, some say infinite. I don't know who's wrong. The 10th ground. I guess one of the positions of the Bodhisattva, you know, high order, so that he be able to do this work. Not every Bodhisattva can do this work. You have to be certified, you know, by heavenly counsel, by Buddha's counsel, by the merit that he has done, that he earned this, yeah? 10th ground. Probably, you know, like 5th level, 6th level, yeah. Okay. Probably they will explain what 10th ground is here. No, there's no. Sometimes the translation is, it's not clear, you know? We are 10th ground. 10th ground, there could be like the 10th merit or some sort of 10th level, okay? All right, then never mind. Just accept it as it's a very high level, powerful, yeah? Otherwise, he couldn't do what he has done, is doing, and will be doing. So, even longer was the time that he dwelt on the levels of sound hearer and Pratekya Buddha. Sound hearer. Even he, you know, practice as sound hearer, yeah? Kwani method, listening to the sound. And he has also been Pratekya Buddha also, meaning the Buddha that doesn't teach, enlighten himself, but he doesn't teach, okay? So it's a long, long time, longer than that. So he has been sound hearer for infinite time already, and he has been a lone Buddha, you know, for a long, long, infinite time already, yes. Manjushri, the awesome spiritual strength and vows of this Bodhisattva are inconceivable. If good man or woman in the future hear this Bodhisattva's name, praise him, behold and bow to him, call his name, make offerings to him, or if they draw, carve, cast, sculpt, or make lacquer images of him, such people will be reborn in the heaven of the 33,100 times and will never fall into the evil paths. Manjushri, indescribably many eons ago, during the time of a Buddha named Lion Sprint, complete in the 10,000 practices, thus come one. That's the title of that Buddha a long time ago. Okay. Earth Store Bodhisattva Mahasattva was the son of a great elder. Are you interested still, or are you sleeping, or are you bored? No. It's good? Yeah. Good story?
Yeah, very good.
Oh. Aeons. Infinite time. Okay. You okay, yeah?
Yeah, sure.
Not tired, your intellect or anything? Yeah. Okay. Even if you don't believe all this, it's okay to listen to the story, which awakens your interest in spiritual practice, okay? I mean, awaken not only inspires you, reminds you, encourages you, pushing you up, okay? Every good story is never too many, huh? Mm. Because in this world, we hardly hear many good stories, yeah? Many spiritually encouraging true stories, or not true stories. Even if the Buddha was to make up this story, he's an incredible author. He should be bestseller of our time, of all time, right? Yes, incredible that he told all these stories. I mean, it's in heaven, but somebody went out to earth and told Anand, and then Anand recorded it for us. It's incredible, the story that we should hear. It's only 2,000-something, 3,000 years ago. It's not like a long time ago, you know? It's not long. Imagine when we were born and now we're 60 already, so a couple of tens times that, and then it's 1,000 years, yeah? And three times like that is 3,000 years. Not long, okay? It's a true story, yeah. No one can imagine such story. Okay, with all the names and all this, okay? All right. The Erstor Bodhisattva was the son of a great elder. That elder's son, upon observing the Buddha's hallmarks and the fine features and how the thousand blessings adorn him, asked that Buddha what practices and vows led to his gaining such an appearance. It must be the inside manifestation, you know? View with the wisdom eye, not the outside. You know, with lipstick and high heels and all that. It's not. It's the inside, okay? How come he has such a magnificent, majestic feature, that Buddha at that time? So the lion sprint, complete in the 10,000 practices, thus come one. It's a very long title, yeah. And you complain that the Supreme Master Qinghai is long. Long title. This is longer. He said to the elder's son, if you wish to have a body like this, you must first spend a long time liberating beings who are undergoing suffering. This is an inside manifestation, not the outside. Yeah, many people see a Buddha just like a physical being, but many have open wisdom eyes or have merit enough, they see the Buddha in different appearance, beautiful, magnificent, majestic, and bright, 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 all light shining in all directions. So this elder son was also pure enough to have seen this Buddha, a lion sprint. Okay, I just said that because it's a long name. Lion sprint, he's seen him in this kind of spiritual body. So he thought, why? Why so beautiful like that? What did you do? All right, so he said, you have to save all beings who are undergoing suffering, many, many, and then you have such a body like this. Manjushri, this is Shikamoni Buddha talking now. Manjushri, that comment caused the elder son to make a vow. So he vowed, from now until the end of future time, which is no end, right? Throughout uncountable aeons, I will use expansive, expedient devices to help beings in the sixth path who are suffering for their offenses. Only when they have all been liberated will I myself become a Buddha. Wow. Therefore, he's still always a bodhisattva. You know, I mean, second level to Buddha. From the time he made that great vow in the presence of that Buddha until now, hundreds of thousands of nayuta of inexpressibly many eons have passed, and still he is a bodhisattva. Ah, I'm right. Yeah, I'm right. Another time, inconceivable as Samkhya eons ago, means numerous, uncountable. There was a Buddha named Enlightenment, Flower, Samadhi, Self-Mastery, King, Thus Come One. It's also very long. Probably I have to collect some names to make myself seem more important, eh? Master Qinghai is too short. Even Supreme Master Qinghai is too short. Just one more. I have to collect some. I have to think of some names. Some titles, huh? Okay. That Buddha's lifespan was 400 million Asamkhya eons. So it's not short-lived like Shakyamuni Buddha. That was Anand's fault, you know, because the Buddha intended to live longer because he has attained this much longer lifespan power. Understand? He attained something, then he can live many aeons, or at least many thousands of years more. But he asked Anand three times. He didn't say anything. And then after that, the Maya came and asked the Buddha, okay, nobody say anything. Seems like nobody wants you to stay here, so you go to Nirvana. So the Buddha said, okay, in 3 months I will. But it's not Anand's fortune, actually. It's just probably the collective karma of the earth at that time, eh? That would make Anand so dumb to not speak like that, yeah. But the Buddha's fault also. Why ask Anand? Yeah, don't ask Manjushri Mahakashyapa, you know? These are more neutral monks, you know? Anand has been too long next to the Buddha all the time. He relies on him all the time, like a son to a father. He doesn't grow so fast, huh? Too spoiled, yeah? Everybody respect him, ask him this, ask him that. May I go to see the Buddha? And Anand would say yes or no, that's powerful, you know? And then everything he asked the Buddha always told him. So he was not used to being asked. Understand? It's Anand who asks all the time. So suddenly the Buddha asked him a question. He was not trained to answer. Yeah, the Buddha should know. If the Buddha asked me, if I was there at that time, I should say, don't ask him, Master, ask me. Or no, ask Sariputra, you know? Ask Manjushri, ask Mahakashyapa, or Maudalagayaya, yeah? Yeah. Okay. During his Dharma image age, meaning the Dharma flourishing time, yeah, of his lifetime, there lived a Brahman woman endowed with ample blessings from previous lifetimes, who was respected by everyone. Whether she was walking, standing, sitting, or lying down, gods, or the small gods, you know, gods, surrounded and protected her, meaning heavenly beings surrounded and protected her. Her mother, however, embraced a deviant faith and often disrespected the triple jewels, meaning the Buddha, the Sangha, and the teaching. She, the mother, disrespected, looked down upon the Buddha, the Sangha, and the teaching. Okay. This is the Buddha continued talking. Her worthy daughter made use of many expedients in trying to convince her mother to hold right views. It sounds familiar to some of you, no? But her mother never totally believed. Before long, the mother's life ended, and her consciousness fell into the uninterrupted hell, meaning you never have a break from there. Never have a break. Means whatever punishment you take is continued day and night, every second of the life you have there. Never have a break. Some hell have a break. This hell isn't. You remember the story I told you? A joke? No. Okay, a person did many bad things and went down to hell. And the king of hell said, okay, you are bad, but not too bad, so you may have a choice. You can go around checking which hell you want to reside in. So he went everywhere, he saw somebody was cut in half there, somebody was hanged there, somebody burned in fire, somebody put in boiling oil. And he said, no, this is too terrible. I cannot bear it. I cannot do it. It's too much suffering. So he went to another hell and he saw that somebody was sitting on the septic tank pool, yeah, but drinking tea and eating cake. So I thought, oh, that's not bad. I can bear it. This thing is terrible, but it's okay. It's not so much suffering like the fire on the boiling oil or the sawing body into different spare parts. So he said, I go here. Said and done. The king said, okay, up to you. And then soon the hell gate was locked and the guy went into the septic tank pool and he was about to order some tea. And then the devil ward, you know, the guardian devil of that place said, okay, tea break is over, everybody turn back upside down. You like it, huh? Is it so funny? Huh? Is that funny? Wait until you get there. Then you won't laugh very much. Especially after the break is over. I'm telling you, laugh now, but be careful, all right? To laugh, but to remember, okay? Yeah, all right.
Caring viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled Buddhist Stories, The Hundred-Headed Fish, The Peaceful Heaven Being's Deeds, and The Trias Trimsa Heaven Gatherings, Part 6 of 8 on Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May you find perfection in nature and true happiness in yourselves.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Vegan leader, someone you can trust.